I received, I have no child in a school, so I am totally disbarred from any communication from the district. I received nothing. No accountability report cards, no correspondence in terms of why the taxes are going up, nothing. I received nothing.
I got a student, I don't get nothing.
I'm sure that Karen will reply, but before Karen does, I wanted to state that when the CFD was formed, and if this is me making that weird noise, okay.
No, I think it's the air conditioner.
Okay, thank you. I'm like, oh my gosh. No. When the CFD was formed, it was established with the idea that the tax was going to escalate 2% a year, and the CFD consultant that did the math, when they present value that 2% escalator is what shows how much will be funded in facilities, which will fund your school. So it's hard to fund 100% of a school without doing the 2% escalator.
Mr. President, we do have a speaker to this item.
Okay.
Maddie Adato.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. That was excellent.
No, yeah. Yeah, no, yeah. I'll go home and listen to it again. Probably again.
In your sleep.
Yeah. Osmosis.
Basically, my thing is that I don't believe that you should be approving, and I know it's not being approved this month, but next month either, until you see the review of every single CFD that you were promised on the review that was supposed to be an audit that was only a review done by David Tossing. So you need to know where all of this money is. That's one question. Also, on the CFDs, on the seats occupied, that number is not accurate because our boundaries are not only for CFD students. So you have open boundaries, and you also have the boundaries of Castle Park that should be Castle Park, which is from Maine to Orange, from Orange to Maine, going to one of the CFD students' schools and occupying seats. So that's another thing. In my opinion, you can fill in the numbers any which way you want for accounting purposes, but you need actual what has been paid, what was paid, what wasn't paid through the San Diego tax person. I forgot his name, Dan McAllister. Also, there's been a lot of money borrowed from the CFDs for a very long time. There's also no accounting that all of the interest has been paid back from a very long time ago. I just can't see having a raise in the CFDs, whether it be $50, $10, it might not look in the scheme of things that it's a lot of money, but it is a lot of money. Now, also here it says that 55 houses were falling off CFD 1 and 350 are falling off of CFD 17. I don't know where CFD 17 is, but CFD 1, you're having all of the hills and the shores fall off right now. The greens are going to start to happen. So 55 seems like a very low number for CFD 1. So those are my questions and comments. Thank you.
Thank you.
No further speakers.
Any other questions from members of the board? So I guess, could you address Ms. Adato, in your next report, could you address Ms. Adato's concerns in terms of the numbers of that they seem really low in Community Facilities District number one? And could you, I guess it would be helpful if you gave the name of the development with the CFD, like is Community Facilities District number 17, to me that sounds like it's like that gated community.
We have that map in our report from Taussig and David?
I can't see that, and I don't know what the development is.
Coming from what we're doing with Mr. Aguirre, with Moises, and him going through and putting those projects against the pots of money?
The work we're doing is broader than CFD. We're looking at bond and state facilities funding, but that is one of the components that we're the follow-up action item on our end, to, again, break down, identify school, and then how different projects have been paid out.
I'll give you an example. Community Facilities District 11 is Lomas Verdes 2. That's what I want. I want the identification.
It is on the map, but I'll add it.
Thank you. Very well done. Thank you. Dr. J.
Just a couple of questions that we want to make sure we're clear about. The next time you come, the board, it's kind of a deadline here. So we're looking at before August 10th, the board would have to make a decision at the next board meeting, correct? So I thought there were some other questions you wanted, or some other information you wanted Mr. Tarantino to make sure that the staff had, and then communicate that out to the residents, all residents, in some fashion.
Well, yeah, I'd like some of the information that was presented tonight, a rationale, first of all, for why, I mean, if you look at your presentation, you definitely see why you need the 2%. I'm sold. But my concern is that the information is not communicated to the people who live in the houses. And so if, you know, the only way that you could figure out that your taxes went up by 2% is if you do the math and compare it from last year. That's how I knew that when Jim Cartmill during the campaign said that he didn't vote for the community facility thing for 2%, I had to go back and see, and in fact, he may not have voted for it, but in fact, it did pass that there was a 2% increase.
Yeah, he did.
So, no, Jim Cartmill said during the campaign that he did not. But but anyway, that's neither here nor there. But I guess my concern is that we should be communicating with the taxpayers in terms of what's happening and why it's happening, so like that they can have a heads up in terms of what's going on. That's just the way that I feel. And maybe it's because I'm impacted by it.
No.
And again, I listening to your presentation, I'm sold.
So we
need the money. But, you know, I mean, then people get hard feelings that, you know, that school district keeps raising the taxes and there's no rationale for it. There's no communication. And so they have bad feelings towards us. And if I believe that normal, rational people, if they read this, they would say, yeah, we do need the increase.
Can we have her kind of put a link to that PowerPoint on the district website and put some newspaper notices out in the newspapers and on the radio about this information and how you can find it? We can have a link. It can be on that little ring around the corner, you know, the banner that rotates, but also a direct link right there, boom. People can go to it. But I think in all of this, people kind of get cross-eyed.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, the people that are really into it, they probably love it. But I think just kind of some of the basic bullet points that really clarify what you're saying.
And I know we're under a time crunch, and I know that it's impossible to notify every homeowner, but I'd like to see us at least make an effort to put the information out there.
Maybe we need a billboard by 125.
Actually, Ms. Michael has some information she wants to share.
Okay.
So I think